Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to episode 5.5.
Bonus
round of the Startup Addict. To introduce the topic that we'll be discussing on our next episode, which is failure, which we are experts at.
Yes, we've gotten really good at failure.
Super good.
Yeah, we got a failure addiction.
I got a master's in it.
The failure addict. Yeah, Julio came up with this week's topic for the bonus episode.
Yes.
Which is
contribution.
You know, on episode 6, when we talk about failure, we, you know, a couple of things we touch on are, you know, failing with a plan versus failing without a plan. So if you fail with a plan, it's debatable if you even failed, right? You just didn't hit your plan. And as long as you know what you hope to get out of something, then you have a way to, like, judge the results and figure out, were the results what we hoped for? Were they better? Were they worse? If they were worse, why? Is there anything we could have done differently, or we should do differently based on these results? Like, you have like a checkpoint where you can evaluate things and either reaffirm your path or course correct and make some changes. If you fail without a plan, is more saying, let's just do this and see what happens. And then something happens and it's like, okay, that happened, but you didn't have any expectations or goals attached to it, so it's really hard to figure out, like, what that means or where you are. So it sounds like a basic thing, right? Well, why would you do something without knowing what you hope to happen? But we do that all the time.
But people do that all the time.
I mean, every day. You know, wing it is not a uncommon term. And let's see what happens is not an uncommon term. So, you know, the other thing we talk about is, you know, learning is good, and, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to fail because, you know, failure is not absolute, and even if something doesn't work out, in theory, you'll learn something from it, and if you're focused enough, and you'll take what you learn from it and apply it to put yourself in a better position than you were before you failed. But sometimes, I've been guilty of it, you can kind of latch onto that, like, yeah, it's good to fail, and retroactively look at things that didn't work out and put the point of failure, like, at the end and be like, oh, that project didn't work out, whatever. But that's okay, because we learned a lot from it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes looking back is a lot different at the time, where at the time it didn't work out. And you definitely don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
And you're definitely not happy that it failed because, oh, sweet, I just learned something.
Yeah.
And in fact, a lot of times you knew before you failed that you were going to fail, if you really think about it. Like, it wasn't like out of left field and the shock. It was, you had a good idea. So you had a good idea that it was going to happen, whether it was something that just didn't feel right or, you know, not being able to get the projections to add up. Like, hey, this model doesn't work because if we're going to sell this for X and it costs us X, we're going to pay this much to get someone to buy it, like, it doesn't work. And instead of being like, oh, well, what do we do about that? Ah, fuck it, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and then being surprised when, wow, okay, so wait, weird. So that did work, except it worked as far as, like, you know, we got a bunch of sales. But the more sales we get, the more money we lose. So, like, you know, you got caught up in one aspect of it. And so even though learning is good, so maybe in that situation, maybe you've never experienced, like, margins before. So you're like, huh, I never even knew about it. Like, when I was selling fucking Jason Kidd paintings for less than I bought them for, right? And I was just so caught up in the thrill of selling them that I didn't even care. I could care less, like, and I had not thought about my profit until someone asked me about it. So maybe that's a learning experience, right? And you're like, oh, I didn't think about profit. So from this point forward, I'll always think about profit. But it would have been better if I ever had a tiny inkling of like, how much is this supposed to sell this for based on how much I paid for it and how much it cost me to get this booth at the show, if I would have, I don't know that. Maybe I did have a little inkling of like, am I supposed to know anything about the numbers? And I would have taken the time then to, even if it would have slowed down, and maybe I wouldn't have been able to, you know, I'm not ready to get a booth at this show then. I should learn these numbers and I should book a booth at the show next year.
Yeah.
Right? But that would be like, it was hard because you're so excited, you just want to move forward.
Yeah,
it's true.
But the reality is like, move forward what? Moving forward blindly is not that great.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, it's like waiting to what? Waiting a year to lose money? Like, I mean, what is the problem with that, right? So what we decided when we were all just talking just now is like, learning is good. And learning from failure is one of the upsides of failure. But better than learning from failure would be preventing failure. So I think, and as we get into it in the episode, but for me, a big thing was realizing, wow, I could have prevented most of these things that I would deem failures, even though I learned, you know, I'm sure that I learned things from them, or they, one thing led to another, but I could have prevented a lot of them from happening.
Yeah.
If I would have just listened to my gut, or not even just me, right? A bunch of us, if anyone would have said, hey, what about this? Mm-hmm. What about that? Or should we double check this? Or hey, what are we hoping to have happen? Just basic questions that sometimes you just get so busy and so focused on like, oh, we spent all this time and it's so close, let's just keep going. But there's not very many examples of where it wouldn't have been better to hold on a second. Make sure everything still makes sense. We've thought everything through. Okay, now go forward.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of young entrepreneurs that one of the keys might be just to have those lessons and learn those experiences as on someone else's dime, so to speak, in a sense that if you have a great idea, it's always going to be great. And obviously there's this concept of trying to be like the first to market or whatever, and there's stuff that you learn in business school or whatever. But if you're a young entrepreneur who has this great idea, who wants to go into their own venture, you know, spend some time, you know, 3-4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, working for a company and screwing up and learning from those experiences at your boss's expense, as opposed to like, you know, like I'm going all in, I'm going to learn the hard way, blah, blah, blah. Because at the end of it, you know, there is the benefit of having a ton of capital and being able to screw up and, you know, do an audit at the end of it. But then if you don't have to go through those hardships, it's almost better not to, you know.
All right. Well, after this fucking episode, we're going to have a talk with Julio about his access to any budget.
So if you
want to
spend somebody's dime, please head over to Lucha Ventures.
That was funny. No, but it does make sense. And I do think, yeah, but having access to that capital sometimes, which we also talk about, lets you skip some of those things. And let is not a good thing, right? You end up skipping those things because you have a higher tolerance for failure, whether it's, oh, we can afford that, or doesn't, you know, I'm, you know. And then when you get used to failing, it's, and then you get used to justifying why you failed, then it becomes easier the second time. You're like, yeah, it's okay, happened before, I'm still alive. You think I made the same mistake 10 times in a row? Yeah, I did, but I'm still alive, it's okay.
It's only my third time working for Nick, so yeah. I don't really true story. This is only my third time working. I got another 7 times.
So anyways, yeah, we got a lot of good stuff. It was not, the topics we got into were not what I was expecting when we decided to do a episode on failure. It really made me have a holy shit moment. Like what I thought was a point where something fails was completely wrong. And I looked back at everything and just was like, wow, like it didn't fail at this point. It failed way before that.
Yeah.
And it always was someone or multiple people that could have changed the course of that project by just following their gut, asking the extra question, not being afraid of annoying someone, putting the pain of having to sit in a 3-hour meeting ahead of the pain of a whole project failing.
Yeah.
So we also talk about doctor tests, blisters on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Philadelphia.
AIDS.
Getting cabinets installed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soccer teams.
It went all over the place.
Yeah.
So
it's a swirly one.
Yeah. Hope you'll listen. These bonus episodes drop on Fridays. The full episodes drop on
Mondays.
So as always, appreciate everyone listening. You can follow us Subscribe to us, The Startup Addict on iTunes. We've been doing great in the charts, but anyone that could subscribe or help us spread the word, we really appreciate it. Send us any comments. You can find us on Instagram at The Startup Addict, Twitter, startup_addict, YouTube. Soon, if we get more subscribers, we'll finally have our own URL.
Yes.
So, anyways, thanks. Hope you enjoy this mini episode, and hopefully you enjoy the full failure episode next week.